My name is Hannah Bayer. I paint very quickly, but my process is incredibly slow. To begin, I create many, many sketches that range from quick and messy to precise and slightly obsessive. My planning is very exact. I write detailed outlines of the colors I want to use and where, how I intend to apply the paint, and why. And that all immediately goes out the door once I begin to paint. There is paint on my clothes, skin, and walls. I am scraping, layering, wiping, but barely blending, thick amounts of paint that completely stray away from my articulated plans. I sweat from the amount of spontaneous physicality involved in my process. Like I said, I paint with a very heavy hand and I barely create transitions between colors. My very physical approach and the ways I distort the figure are inspired by the paintings of Oskar Kokoschka, Ernst Ludwig Kirchner, and Egon Schiele. I see their forward-looking, bold technical choices as tools to create figures that demand to be questioned and connected with at a deeply emotional level. I want to evoke the confidence, strength, and pain that many women carry with them daily. Women's bodies and minds are often separated by politicians, the media, and businesses. The body is seen as a marketable and malleable object, and the mind, emotion, and humanity is discarded. By creating disjointed panels where the body and the head are not united, I hope to create an obvious tension that speaks to some of that. Feeling trapped is a sensation I truly hate. When I was choosing material to paint on, I was thinking about walls and their many connotations. Walls, barriers, and other hurdles constantly create obstacles and limit the possibilities for women, and we see sexualized images of women's bodies plastered on walls every day. Women simply do not take up enough space in society, whether in conversation, in the workplace, in the White House, you name it. I've always loved a good play on words, so the obvious choice for me was to take up a lot of space by working big. Painting on such a large scale gave me a feeling of physical freedom that I greatly enjoyed.